Hi everybody, this is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight is our very special night again. It comes once a week, every Saturday night. It's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and for you that means that we're going to the Lightship in about 5 minutes to have physical healing done. So, just sit back and relax, nothing for you to do. You just request your healing, and they'll see what they can do to help you out. Remember, your healing takes place according to your faith, and your faith boils down to your genetic predisposition from your ancestors on judgment, stored energy, DNA inside of your body. And if it's cleaned out enough, then you'll have a miracle healing. And if not, it'll be between, say, nothing to something that might be wonderful for you. So you want to request healing. The light only works in the now, continuously. And the reason why you want to request healing is because they will never interfere with what you're requesting. So when you request, it's done. And wait maybe 30 seconds and then ask again. And remember, they will never over or under heal you because they'll do what you're requesting. So it's up to you to respond that way. And the light only works in the now. So after they do a healing on you, they are done with that healing. And this is very easy, an easy way to look at it, only because they don't continuously work with you. Because if they did, then they'd be going against your free will. And there are people out there who have the scenario of no pain, no gain. So I have worked with people who said, you know, I had a pain that was a number 10 pain and it's a number 5 now. And that's fine. You can stop the healing. And I feel perfectly fine. Well, some people may not want to settle for 5. They may want to go down to where it's gone completely. But that's your choice. But the light will never interfere with you because the light cannot judge itself. And it only works in the present moment. This is why it does not continuously work with you. So let's do a couple of clearings before we go to the Lightship. And this particular part will work on the archives with the Lightship. Healing on the Lightship will not, because of alien intervention. I don't want anybody thinking they can go to the Lightship on their own, because you cannot. And I don't want you to become abducted by the aliens out there who might want to pose as the Lightship itself. Lightship is creation energy. It's what Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings and teachings that he brought forth when he walked the earth. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing. So again, think of a situation that you may have experienced during the week. And again, you want to just think of it now. I'll release it from you. This is how quick the Lightship works. You are connected right now to the Lightship with the healing. When you go to the Lightship, you're going to feel a different energy. So here we go, releasing that energy that you wish to have released. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's an emotional type clearing. And this is your invisible energetic body that carries emotions. Now we'll do a pain body. Again, think of a pain that you may have. And if not, think of a past pain, because if you haven't cleared it, it's still going to be with you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, just because you don't feel it doesn't mean that your body's still suffering, because it will be. And let's do a trauma clearing. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do a be here now clearing. Remember, the aliens take us off on a parallel lifetimes, and that's very unfortunate. This is why they're in control of time. They can manipulate time for you. And they live in time. This is what the light does not live in. Light lives in the moment. That's the difference. Darkness is in time. The light's in the present moment, and your heart's connected to that with your spirit. So here we go. We're going to do a Be Here Now clearing. That's free on the website, creationlightship.com. Just go to it. Going to bring your physical body back here. If you feel any jerks or changes, it's because you were not here. So on a count to 5 again, to command the energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll bring your spirit back here also, the same process, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, we will now go to the Lightship. So this part will not work on the archives. We're going to bring in some peace energy into the light beam. So go to the BBS Creation Lightship Healing program, scroll down, and you're going to see a light beam about an inch or so on the scroll bar. It'll bring peace energy to you throughout this part of the show if you're listening to an archive. So here we go, bringing that energy in of peace. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So you can bring animals and pets up to the light shift. You can bring your flowers, trees, garden, whatever you wish to bring up. And we're ready to go. So I'm going to count to five again to command the energy. And you're going to feel yourself being in a very sacred space. Here we go. Going up to the light ship. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're there. And there's many rooms in the light ship. The healings are between you and the light being doctors. So here we go. And on the light ship, you are brought up there physically. And your spirit is brought to you, rematerialized, recreated by your spirit's blueprint of the spiritual energy of your spirit. So this is, you remember, you have to have your spirit with you 100% for a healing. This is how the healings work. And on the light ship, you are whole and complete. And the bodies that go up, your physical body, goes up according to how much light energy it's holding. Remember, this is why we do the 8-hour calls. Because if you're only 20% of your physical body, that's all that you can have healed, because the darkness will not go into the light ship. So here we go. The first room we're going into is a room which will help you out. We'll go into the green room. You may see the color green. And just sit back, relax. Don't do any other modalities. And by all means, you don't want to meditate or go out of your body during this process. Just listen. If you go out of your body, you're not going to have a healing. So here we go. Green energy. So bringing it in stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to do some oxygen healing tonight. So let's go into the oxygen room. We're in like a big, large cylinder, and it's full of oxygen with little bubbles. And the first oxygen you're going to be able to experience is going to be number one. So just inhale, exhale a few times. Here comes number one oxygen. And I'll bring it in to command the energy. So again, I either use the word stronger or I count numbers. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see how that's working for you? And you may want to ask your body to have the oxygen go to certain locations, because you may have a problem. Say you have a sore throat, so ask the oxygen to go to your throat area to help clear it out. Let's bring in another oxygen, number 15. These are all different healing oxygens just for you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's see what they want to do for us next. Let's go into the rainbow waterfall room. A lot of people like that room. Here we go. And we're in all these rooms still at the same time. And we're in other rooms that I'm not even mentioning. So this is the rainbow waterfall room. And the water never touches our skin. It just goes around us. So here we go. You may ask why it doesn't work that way. It's because of energetic cordings. Everything is separate. Everything holds its own space and spiritual integrity. So it doesn't necessarily connect to you, but it will run energy through you to help the healing process. So the rainbow waterfall room, here we go. I'll count to five. One, two, three, 4 and 5. Next, we're going to go into another location, and we'll go into where they have the polar bears. So this is a room with water. It would be inside of a pool of water. It's very, very beautiful. Silver sparkles like diamonds. And I'm going to just bring the water energy in so you can actually feel it. So here we go. It's going to come around you completely. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels wonderful. And here comes the polar bears. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you really want to feel them, you can. You can put your hands out in front of you. This you're doing on the light shift. You're actually petting them, hugging them, looking at them. So put your hands in front of you. Move your hands up and down, back and forth, and you can actually feel their very soft fur, okay? And it's quite an experience. For some people, the hair on their arms stand up because they get so much energy. So here we go. Just kind of feel it here. And just experience this beautiful polar bear energy. Let's go into one other room. And we'll go into the pink room. And the pink room, in fact, we'll go into the pink room and we'll bring in the amethyst energy in the crystal room at the same time. So we have two rooms at once. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels great. And what I like is the golden room. This is where gold energy is. And we'll have this gold energy go into your blood system. And this will be similar to what we do on the website for the circulatory clearing. So if you like this energy, you may want to do that clearing. And it's just very, very nice. Here we go. So gold energy coming into our blood. So I'm going to count to 10 to bring it in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do another energy. We'll do a energy of pain release. Now the pain release energy, when you see it, if you are a seer, it's going to come to you as a black energy. So you're going to see the color black. And there's two different types. One has like golden speckles in it, and the other one has silver speckles. So we're going to do the one with gold speckles first. Remember, request one healing tonight, and you may want to just continuously follow through that during this call, okay? So here's the gold energy. Black with gold, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to a different room, but it's for pain release also. And this is the black energy with the silver little speckles, like metallic black. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And here we go again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, let's go to the penthouse. This is on the very top of the lightship. And we'll ask for some star healing. Now, these stars are not like what we have here in this planet. See, I don't know if our stars are real or not. But on the lightship, these are real stars. Remember, they can change the illusion of stars and things in the sky, the vase out there. I won't go into that too much. Remember, we're living in a time-based reality on the lightship. Everything's in the now. So we're going to go to this penthouse room, and we're up there now, kind of like having a little party and some very comfortable seats, chairs, could be levitating. This is your choice. But we are looking up. And here we go. We're going to bring in, we'll bring in five different star energies. This will be a treat. So number one, star energy. Now this will be your choice because you're actually up there looking at them physically. So this will be number one for you of your choice. Here we go. So command in the energy. So you can feel it down here, stronger, and request your healing, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next we'll bring in star energy number two. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And star energy number three. And here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And number four, star energy. This feels very nice, very, very peaceful to me. So that's probably what I'm requesting. We'll see how it feels for you. So again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And the last one, number five. So I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into another healing room in the lightship. And we're going to go into the room where they have the giant grasshoppers. So here we go. These are divine beings too. And they're choosing to be in the form of a grasshopper before they leave after the ascension time to go to the planet where they have already chosen to go to after this universal shift. So these are the grasshopper energies. Again, request healing, and you can always request and ask them if you could ride on them also and move around. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. And I want to go into a special room here. This is for, we haven't done this for a while. I try to do it once a month, but time goes by very quickly. So let's go to the food court. And this is for people who have a birthday this particular month. So here we go. And we'll have people just choose their own particular cake. I remember a lot of people like their own favorites, so here we go. And it's kind of up to you what you wish to have. You can have like an angel food cake. You can have like, say, German chocolate or you know, a strawberry like pie. But they're very small pieces. So here we go. And you can get hot fudge on it and ice cream if you wish. Have it a la mode. So here we go. Going into this food court, having this now. This is your request. And you can also get whatever you wish there, too. So we're having it right now. So whatever you have, you're just going on to like a very, very small like spoon. And what you're going to be having is about maybe the size of, we'll just say, an aspirin. So here we go. And you can have maybe like four or five of these little pieces of cake. They're very high energy. So here we go. So we're having it now underneath our tongue. You're probably feeling it. And next we're going to go into another room. We can request seconds, too, if you wish. And here we go. This room here has a lot of orange energy. So, again, request your healing. So, here we go. Orange energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's see where we want to go next here. Let's go into the room. This is for cancer treatment, okay? So we're going into a special location. I'm not able to share what I see, but we are standing in front of this very thin piece of like glass, and it's opaque, and it lights up different colors where they're is cancer cells detected, maybe slash tumors, etc. So here we go. We're going in there, and this is between you and the light beam doctor, so request your healing. Going into the room where they can help you out. So I'll bring the energy down here for us. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go up again to the penthouse, and we'll have some star energies there again come in. That felt very nice. The difference is that the star energies that we see here are controlling you. They're made by the darkness. It's not the light. It's the darkness because you have a natal chart. That's planets and stars that are controlling you. On the light shift, none of these have a forced process where they're going to control you at all. So that's the difference. Remember, your natal chart is the planets and stars. And that's what you see out there. You know, you all know how the moon controls you and other things. You know, different planets are in retrograde. On the light ship, they're not even close to that. These are true energies. So here we go. And we can have a massage up in the penthouse, too. So you can have your muscles get relaxed. Just request your healing. And we'll bring in star energy. Looks like we'll just say number six. This is your choice. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And number seven, this is your choice again. And they're working now on your muscles. You're probably feeling your body getting relaxed right now. So number seven, stronger, 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 and stronger. And a lot of people are drawn to certain colors, so we'll bring in the color of violet for everybody. Go into the violet room for healing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll get another star energy coming to you, number 8. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And back on the light ship now, inside, we're going to go to a room where they work with our lymphatic system. Going to have a detoxification of that. So if you feel your body heating up a little bit, it's because it has toxins in it. And you may want to get on the call tomorrow, which is 8 hours long. And those toxins could be the alien waste products inside of you. And your lymph system is trying to take them out. Also, you can go on the alien poisoning section, where they take away the waste products, the carcasses, and other things that are with you. So that's on the website also. If you do the 8-hour calls, then that clearing is free to you. It's normally $100. So here we go, and it'll last for 1 month that you can go in there and enter into that. So let's go into the room for the lymphatic detox. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And another room we'll go into is for our hormones, for hormone balancing. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And another favorite room for a lot of people is where the unicorns are. So here we go. You can see the unicorns. Again, want to ride them, you can. Just request that. And these are very large. They're larger than a regular human horse that's here. So here's the unicorns. You can pet them also. They're very friendly. And they will communicate to you with mental telepathy. So all the beings work that way. So here comes the unicorn. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in one more energy before we come back. And I think we're going to bring in the energy of the koala bears. So if you're a koala bear fan, you're going to see them on the light ship here. And here they come to do healing with you. Request your healing, just one clearing that you'd like to have done. And here comes the koala bears. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow, that was great. So we're now going into where the light beam doctors are. And they're talking with us, describing what they have done with us tonight. Remember, your healings are between you and them. And we'll now be joined by our animals and pets and flowers, whatever you chose to bring up. And we're going to get ready to come back. I'll count to 5, and you're going to feel yourself become disconnected from the light ship. So here we go. Most people feel it between maybe when I hit 4 and 3, so I'll just count backwards this time. So here we go, coming down. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and we're here. So you might want to get up and walk around, see how your body's feeling, and you should feel much better and energized. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. So are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. And, boy, that was just wonderful, Ron. Amazing. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling very, very relaxed and energized, but not the kind of energy that, you know, keeps you from sleeping, but just kind of a lifting off of, you know, tiredness or exhaustion, and just a very nice clean energy, but yet very relaxed at the same time. So really beautiful. Thank you. So I'm going to say hello to everyone on the fast chat and welcome people to call in tonight. If you'd like to come on the air live and just chat with us or ask Ron a question about the light ship, about the healings, about what you, or maybe just talk about what you experienced just now on the light ship. We'd love to, you know, hear from some different people what they felt or saw or experienced when they were on the light ship for healing. That would be really fun. So the phone number to call in is 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. So if you are new to the program and you haven't experienced going to the light ship before, we'd like to hear that too. So if you're not able to call but you'd like to ask questions anyway, you can also use the fast chat. But I believe I just heard a beep, so do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Hi, I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. Fine, thank you, and welcome.
Hi, Larry.
Thank you. Hi, Ron. Yes, I had a question. Do we have a symbiotic relationship with the earth spirit to where when the earth improves, we also improve in our condition?
Yes. Basically, that would be true. So as, remember, you're part of the earth. You're part of the elements of the earth. And this is why when ascension time comes, you have to go to where the earth spirit is going to, because it knows that frequency and its essence energy, its spirit energy is inside of you. This is where you go to on ascension time if you choose to bring your body with. If you don't do that, then your spirit could also go to where the earth spirit is, but you would have a different body form entirely. A different that would respond and we'll say live, behave the way that planet or energy would be where the earth spirit would be. So yes, as the earth spirit cleans out more of these alien energies that are here, the interference energies from the aliens keeping people held captive here in the mind control patterns, forced reincarnation, and basically it's all time. So remember, when you're in time, then you're in darkness. And so as it gets rid of the aliens, then we're actually being able to feel a little better. It's kind of hard to say, you know, where that process is, but things will be released from you completely, you know, automatically without you doing any work. Remember, the earth spirit needs to take control of its current reality, which is its spiritual blueprint of what it created. But first it has to take care of itself, and then it can work on the planet energy because it has to do the ascension. And the life form of the planet that it energized is secondary to it becoming in whole and wholeness. So did that help answer your question for you, Larry?
Yes, it does, Ron. And can I get a healing then for my spirit?
Sure. What we can do is... release your spirit from some traumas that it has occurred. Remember, your spirit takes on every energy that you go through emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a bad day today, your spirit had a bad day, and it's clogged up with that emotional stuff. This is why people have the light of the darkness do a past life review on them when you're going into your soul family. And they tend to, say, dust you off, clean you off, so that you're forced to come into another life form, which would be a body. And remember, you can't come typically here without having yourself cleaned off, because the dark side doesn't want you or need you to be here wounded. It needs to get your spirit energy. So what we're going to do today is work with your spirit, and we'll take away from it what you've experienced. We'll do the last couple days here. We'll do Friday and Saturday, and this would be judgment energies. That's what it all is, energies that are in time that the dark side is giving you, and these dark energies is what your spirit is hanging on to. So here we go. We're going to release that from you. We'll do Friday, And this works on the archive, so just take a listen to it. If you are listening on an archive program, this will work for you. So here we go. I'm going to do a spirit healing. I'll count to 10 to release the energy out of your spirit. And just see how you feel. Look at your eyes right now in a mirror if you have a mirror close by. And you should actually be a little bit brighter when we get done here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. Remember, when you're not in your body as much as you should be, your eyes will become glossed over. And that means that you're not present. You can look at, say, alcoholics or people who are druggies, and their eyes are all glossy because their spirit left. And somebody who's in their body more fully will say, at least, 20% will have brighter eyes. Somebody who's really in their body, their eyes are going to sparkle. So just look at a baby, a newborn, and you're going to be able to see what you used to look like. So, and look at your eyes now. You look like that baby? Well, maybe not, because parts of you left, and also you're running a lot of energies of judgment that your spirit's hanging on to, and you may have lost, 80% of you through the walk of life here. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wonderful answers. Thank you so much, Ron, for that, and I believe I heard another caller. Thank you, Larry, for calling. And do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, John.
Hi, John. Welcome. And do you have a question for Ron?
Yes. I've lived in Sedona for quite a few years, and I live presently in Connecticut. But I had a few experiences with different beings from... like I believe Arcturians and the Zeta Reticuli, and I was just wondering. I have melanoma. I've just been diagnosed with a couple of months ago, and I've been working with many wonderful healers on that. And I worked with Ron during his healing session. Right now, I wanted to say though that they have me on drugs that I can deal with the pain with, and without it, it would be very painful. But I believe that I can go beyond that and hold my focus, even though I'm on those pain medications. But I was just wondering if he would have any further insight for me.
Yes, if you could afford to do a clearing, what I would strongly recommend, this is for everybody probably of the age of, say, 30 and older. On the website, I have a clearing under alien attack removal. And that clearing is called your alien death barcode. So just to be very simplistic here, we have a natal chart, and that normally starts with the process of when you're first born, what your life, pattern is, what you're going to be experiencing. And then from there, you have an ending time. Well, these controlling energies, which I'll call alien energies, from the stars, from alien beings, etc., set us up so that we have a predetermined time of death, and we can override that. So to give yourself more physical energy, more healing energy, which is probably the best way to say it, do the alien death barcode, and there's two different clearings for that. If you wish, I could tell you how many barcodes you have right now on you. Would you like to know that?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so right now you have 7 barcodes, okay? And you've already went through 5 of them. So it means you have 2 in the future, okay? So each barcode removal takes 2 hours to do. So it's going to be a little lengthy experience. The cost is $150 to do it. So for each barcode, and that's the total price. It's not for each barcode. It's $150 for whatever you have, okay? And
yes.
So when you start off, you have a drop-down box. You click on it, and the drop-down box then will say number one on it. And then you have three other locations underneath that, which will give you the clearing for the barcode. That's 1 hour in length. And then you have the second part, which is emotional, like trauma release. That's for 30 minutes. And then you have spirit infusion, which is another 30 minutes. Now, some people become emotional only because the emotional body realizes that it could have lost its life form that it's living in, which is your physical body, which means that it knows that you could have died. So some people do get emotional. But, you know, do all of those and do as many as you can in one setting. I know, you know, 14 hours could be a lot, but you will find yourself getting more energy. And you can read the little blurb on it. After that, after you do that, then what I'd recommend doing is maybe in the next week or so, you get a free clearing with that, which is the alien stress, you know, barcode. And you want to do that one as a follow-up after that, you know, the death barcode one. Now, what you could try, too, is clearing that deals with the circulatory system. That's what it's called, a circulatory clearing. And that one might be under light infusion on the website. And the website is creationlightship.com. I'm not sure of the price. I think it might be $100 and then $150 for the unlimited. I mean, $50 more for the unlimited. But when you do that clearing, it works in your circulatory system. And it can help you a lot. So I'd recommend that one, too. Then from there, you might just want to get on to the skin misting water. It's only $1, and you can charge up water on the website. You put your hands on a water container and put in a little spray bottle and just spray your skin, and that does a lot of nice clearing. So that's what I'd recommend. The first one I do is the alien death barcode, and you're going to feel like you probably regained maybe a third of your energy back, maybe you know, half of your energy back after you complete this clearing. That's what most people actually sense. So
I see.
If anybody is out there who have experienced and done the alien death barcode, if you'd like to just come on and maybe talk about it for maybe a minute or two, that would be wonderful also. But that's what I'd recommend for you, John. So do that one.
Which beings am I working with here, Ron?
What's that again?
Which beings am I working with here?
You're dealing with creation energy. This is not alien energies, okay?
I see.
Source energy that created you, which Jesus worked with, okay? So they're not UFOs. They're not anything like that. This is pure source energy, and your spirit is the conduit for the healings.
Okay, and when you said there was seven, that I had seven barcodes and I had went through five of them, what does that mean? Are those life cycles? Or
No, it would be the time that the darkness in your natal chart, okay, the aliens wanted to actually kill you. So you already went through five of those. So each time you go through one, you lose energy because the body gets weakened. And so you already went through five, and you have two more in the future. So
Why would they want to kill me?
They do want us out of here. Remember, most people don't live past the age of 100, and that's
right.
Because the aliens want to force you into the light of the darkness for forced reincarnation, and that's why they want you out of here. So, but they can't use you when you get weak and old, so they plan to kill you in the process of life here. That's just the way it is. So if you get these off of you, you're going to feel much better. So hopefully we can get somebody to call in and maybe talk about this clearing, if they've done it, and just maybe indicate to you how.
And those beings that would like to kill us, where are they from? These
are aliens. This could be anything out there. I'm not a proponent of the UFO genre, the aliens, the different types of races. And I have on the website for $30 a month, Alien Attack Removal. And that removal, when people type in those names, of different alien races. They found out that they're being connected to them through energetic cordings and mind control. Remember, we're living in time here, and the aliens are living in time, and there's a pecking order to it. That's why in the New Age movement they use the word spiritual hierarchy, okay? And that's just exactly what it is, but it's not source energy of hierarchy. It's the energy that they belong to, and it's just very sad that we got stuck in judgment here, and the aliens are controlling us through mind-controlling patterns, etc.
I see. And could I ask for personally for a healing at this time?
Sure. So where is your basic problem located?
I have melanoma on my side that is metastasized to my lungs.
Okay, so let's do a lung clearing then, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. So we're going to bring in, this will be part of the clearing that we do for the circulation here and the circulatory clearing, and that's $100. I believe it's active for 1 month when you get on that. So here we go. You may feel oxygen coming into your body, so we're going to bring it in right now, and this works for everybody else listening. So I'll use the word stronger to bring it in. So stronger, stronger, and this works through your spirit, stronger, 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 stronger. A lot of energy there. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Do you feel any temperature change in your body, John? Are you getting warmer?
I was feeling more oxygen in my body.
Yes, this is what this clearing does. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're going to run some more energy to help you here. And we're going to run an oxygen, which will promote healing too. And we're going to bring in, they're showing you number 57 for you. So this is different oxygens on the light ship for healing. So for you and everybody else, it'll be 57. So here we go. So I'll count to 10 to increase it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's what I'd recommend is those two clearings for you to help you out.
Okay, well, thank you and bless you.
You're very welcome. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in, John. And let's see, I'm looking at the fast chat, and there's a question about, are we supposed to congregate at ascension time?
No, that doesn't happen. You just strictly do the ascension, and you go to where you need to go to. So you're not going to necessarily, hop on the same bus together with a ticket out of here. You're going to just be gone, okay? So that's just the way it works. I think we have a beep online here, a caller, so someone out there.
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Victoria Ann here. I did the death barcode clearing. Would you like for me to tell you what happened after I did it or while I was doing it?
Yeah, it might help John and also the other listeners. We only have a few minutes here because the show somehow went by very quickly.
Oh, I
but
know.
Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be great. He might be interested in what you felt, how your body responded to it. That would be wonderful.
I'll just give an overview just quickly, and then because he's going to experience his own personal, clearings. But I'll be brief. Basically, I just had more strength right away. I was able to be in the moment more and be more heart-centered, and I just had more strength and physical strength. And I know that if you said once, Ron, the more we stay into our heart-centered, being heart-centered, that it, you know, will live longer. So I combined that with, while I was doing the clearing for the death barcode removal, and that assisted me through it. There was a lot of emotions involved, and doing the clearing for the emotion afterwards and then the light infusion really helped, and then the stress. Because, as we know, stress can kill us, too. So doing that in days afterwards really helped. And I'm really a different person after that. I don't have the fear of I had a lot of fear of be careful driving, you know, be careful this. Don't let the doctors touch me because they're always going to, you know. And I know they have their place in the world, but I've always tend to be more toward alternative medicine. And I have not always had the agreement. But after I had the death barcodes removed, a lot of those issues just went away psychologically. So basically, I'm a healthier person. I look younger because the stress, I guess, and the emotions on us. And you had said once, and this is the last point I wanted to make, I think you had said once that each death bar code that you get through just makes the next one more applicable, meaning more possibility. So your body gets weaker each one you get through. So if you get them cleared, then that energy of our life force energy isn't tied up in that. So thank you so much for that clearing. It's a wonderful clearing, no matter what age, because it just makes you stronger. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, yes. Thank you for explaining that to people. So, yeah, what happens is when you hit your first death barcode, typically you probably lost about a third of your energy. And that could be at any age. It could be at the age of 20. And maybe the next one hits at the age of 30, and now you lost maybe another, 10 to 20%. So by the time you hit 30, you lost half of your energy because your body will not heal itself because it's shut down, knowing that the next barcode is going to take place. So your mind of your body, which is your internal body's healer, we'll call it, knows that death is on your doorstep. And each time you get worse and worse. And if you look at older people who have had the barcodes, which everybody has, you notice that older people don't look too healthy. It's because they're suffering from losing life force energy. So this brings back your life force energy. And you need life force energy to heal. And that's the bottom line. So I can't recommend that healing strong enough for people is the alien death barcode removal. So it looks like our show is about coming to an end here. Wow, this is a very quick, fast show tonight. We have our 8-hour conference call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time, which is 1 o'clock Eastern. And this is where we get rid of the alien life forms and critters. The cost is $200, and you're going to be having 3 8-hour conference calls if you choose to get on that, and they're every Sunday starting at, like I said, 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. We break in between every hour, and it's a wonderful call, and you do feel better. And then you get free with that, the alien poisoning, carcass removal, and, waste products. So if you have a physical condition, it could be contributed to that. So I guess I'll just say blessings to all of you. and you're going to probably feel better tonight. We'll bring in some peace energy. And looks like Mila is about asking about can you replenish energy if you went through the barcode. Yes, the energy comes back to you. So what the aliens have taken away, because the body is being shut down, thinking that it's going to be dying, because why would your body want to heal if it sees death on its doorstep? You know, that mind of the body just stops working. It gives up. This is why people have that that philosophy, you know, as they get older, that they're going to be dying. This is what you're taught, right? You're born, you're going to be dying. Well, get those death barcodes off of you, you're going to be doing much better. So I'll say blessings to all of you. I'll energize the light beam. We'll leave it up for a couple of hours here for everybody.
Ron? And
wonderful peace energy. Yes.
Can we have Ella to help with sleep. So maybe we could bring in energy that will help with the sleep, too.
Okay, we'll do that, too. So this would be a very peaceful energy to calm everybody down in case you got a little over-amped during the show here. And so here we go. So stronger is coming in. Then we'll be closing off. Stronger. And I'll do one for stress release. Again, stronger. So both of those will be active for the next 2 hours. So the energy will be coming into you to make you calm, relaxed, and have a very nice, peaceful sleep. So thank you, everybody. Our next BBS program is on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. So thank you all for coming with. Hope you had some wonderful healings on the light ship tonight. And we do that every Saturday. So blessings to everybody. Good night. Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone. Thank you for being here. Blessings.